You know, I love spring cleanup, and part of spring cleanup is creating a list. And maybe this year, your list is finally to think through your insurance options more clearly. Luckily, Policy Genius can help you out. They've got a team of licensed experts on hand to help talk you through whatever your insurance needs are. And they also have technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from the nation's top insurers in just a few clicks, and they'll help you find your lowest price. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not be enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Tuesday, April 30th. It is the last day of the month. Boy, I don't know where the time goes. I do know that we love talking to you. We love hearing about your financial issues. Oh, by the way, Mark, I got a nice note from the person who runs the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, Kevin Keller, thanking us for talking so much about the CFP. How about that?
So that means he's listening?
I don't know. It means that somebody's listening. They're probably doing something. Someone may be a fan or not. Who knows? So if you've got a financial question and you don't have a certified financial planner, you can talk to two people who have the CFP mark. I am Jill Schlesinger. I am the CBS News business analyst. I'm also a certified financial planner. Mark Tallercio, the executive producer of this program, is also a certified financial planner. And so we love talking to you. We love hearing about what's going on. If you've got a question, go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and of course, let us know if you would like to join us on the air. And if you're shy, don't worry. We do emails. That's happy to do that. That's actually how The Daily Show started way back when in March of 2020. We just got so many emails from you guys, we would just read them off. Remember those days, Mark? It was crazy. We would have our recording sessions right after the close, like at 4:15 or 4:30 every night.
4 years ago this time.
Amazing, right? And also, it was this crazy time where there were just seemed like new government programs unveiled every day. So you guys were the ones who spurred us into action. And as always, we respond to that. If you have something you think we should be talking about, of course, don't forget, you can always give us a holler. If you've got resources that you particularly like, send them on over because we'll pop it into our resources section. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter, subscribe to Jill on Money Live, and check out the YouTube show Jill on Money powered by The Compound. All right, let's do some emails. Here we go. This is from Tom, who writes, my business partners and I have a pretty big business loan. $3.8 million. Okay, it comes due in October of 2026. The rate is pretty low, 3.76%. We can refinance it, but the rate will, oh boy, pop right up to 6.5% to 7%. Now, Tom goes on and says, we are prepared to pay it off with our personal cash savings. That's soaking up a lot of liquidity. My share of the payment will be $580,000. With the mortgage payment gone, my distributions will increase by $66,000 per year. To me, this looks like a good deal. Anytime I can invest $580,000 to get $66,000, an 11.39% cash on cash return, that looks good to me. Am I missing anything here? You know the only thing you're missing? You didn't tell me how much money you have. Because the only reason that I would be reluctant to pay this off, because you're right, 6.5%, 7%, that is a real number to refinance. But I just worry always that you guys don't have enough liquidity. You guys, meaning our listeners. But if you've got plenty of other money on the sidelines and you can make this happen, perhaps that's interesting. And also that your partners can do it as well. You don't have to refinance it this second, obviously. You have now a whole, you know, year and a half, basically. That's quite a number, huh, Mark? $3.8 million. These small business loans, I think, are going to be, these are the ones that are most problematic. You know, the big businesses, they locked in low rates. They just floated bonds like crazy. But small businesses, you're going to hear more and more of these stories that put a lot of pressure on small business owners. Okay, this is from S, who wants financial advice for a 26-year-old daughter. My daughter makes more money than I have ever made as a community college instructor. Oh, brother. Well, that's a tough job. Anyway, S says, I have not saved, but I do have a pension. I would like to get her on the right track with her financial planning. Can you recommend a book or a podcast for young, single adults just starting out and who have no financial acumen? What's the best advice you can give her to start her off to success? I don't know if she has to listen to a podcast. She could buy a book for sure, but I would just say the most important thing that your daughter can do is to kind of focus on a few goals and objectives. So number one goal that I always talk about is if she's got cash flow, she's got to have 6 to 12 months of an emergency reserve fund. She's got to have saved that money and make sure she can save 6 to 12 months of her expenses in a savings, a high yield savings, maybe a certificate of deposit, maybe a money market account. Number two, she should be hoping to be consumer and student loan debt free. So if there's any outstanding debt, she should attack that. And number three, she should start using a retirement plan. So if she's making a lot of money at age 26 and she's got a retirement plan through work, she should at least be putting up to the company match. If she can do more, great. So those are her first three, the big three. But, you know, part and parcel to that starting off on the right track is making sure you understand where your money goes, what's coming in and what's going out. So I think that that is kind of my go-to. What's that girl's book? Erin? What's Erin's book, Mark?
Yeah, for the youngins out there, we usually like to recommend the Broke Millennial series by Erin Lowry.
There you go. All right. This is from Catherine writing about document retention. How long should I keep statements for stock, which I sold in 2015? Those can be gone. You're done with those because you're past the period. How long should I keep bank statements for IRA accounts, which I closed in 2021? Bank statements for an IRA account, which I closed. Well, I don't know. I don't think you need that. I think that could be shredded. It's an IRA account and it's closed. You're ready, Catherine. Get that shredder fired up and get going, babe. All right. Here's from Christy. And the subject is creating a budget. Can you please advise on how to create a budget? I feel overwhelmed. By the way, I hate budgets, Mark. You know, it's like right up there with diets. I understand how it can be overwhelming. I would do this. They're 65. They have social security checks. They have two homes and a healthy savings account. But going forward, we want to have a more concise picture of our accounts, et cetera. So you don't have to create a budget. You have to just, all you need to do is track how money is spent for 90 days. Why don't you do that? So you kind of start with the musts. You know, you have to have a mortgage payment and you have to pay into your Medicare and you've got maybe some other stuff, utilities and food and all that. And just track how much you're spending. You can use an app. There's plenty of apps out there. But I think what would be really helpful is just to track where your money is going for 90 days and then see if that lines up with your income. If you're spending more than you're taking in and you have ample savings and you can rely on your savings to fund the gap, that's great. But if you don't, then we need to talk. I'd love to have you come on the air, though. Come on the air with us. Okay, by the way, this is Philip, who is a shrink, has so many initials after his name. I cannot even tell you. Here's what Philip has to say. Hi, Jill and Mark. I hope you both are well. I continue to love your shows. I recommend them to so many people. I also read your book, The Great Money Reset, and I think I'm ready for mine. I want to know if I can leave my full-time high school job. It has a pension, which I know you love, but I believe I'm earning enough in my other job, and I would like to transition to doing that solely. I just turned 46, and at age 67, when I can begin to collect my pension, it will be, let's call it $2,000 a month if I leave at the end of the school year. Anyway, he's got a whole bunch of things, but let's just look at the $2,000 a month, because let's see if he can do that. He says, I can earn $300,000 per year doing my other work. And I've got, oh, come on, Philip. I've got $5 million between retirement savings and brokerage accounts. It's a ton of money. The question remains, do I need to stay at this job or can I leave it? Leave it. Leave it. Leave it. Leave your job. Mark, even you.
He thinks you're going to tell him to stay because
no,
of the pension.
No, I could care less. You can leave and rock and roll, go forth and, you know, make your $300,000 a year and then maybe scale back to $200,000 a year when you get to be, you know, in your 60s, if you want, go forth. He says, I'm pretty unhappy and I would like to be free from working for somebody. Go leave your job. Give your notice right now. It is now the end of April. Give your notice. You are not working past June 30th. Just be done. This is from Walt, whose subject is, now what? Hi, I saved up a nice nest egg in a brokerage account and traditional IRA, Roth IRA, self-directed pension, and cash accounts. The majority of these accounts are managed. The last few years, I seem to be getting hit with very large tax bills as the investment advisor moves things around. My wife is 42 and I am 55. We're both working. We plan to retire in the next couple of years. The 4% rule would create more than the $120,000 we plan to retire on, and Social Security would just be a bonus. I think it's time to transition. I noticed I didn't mention the name of the firm because I don't like to make enemies. I think it's time to transition from a firm that everybody's heard of and create a 3-fund portfolio, but I could use a few pointers on how to do it. Okay. First of all, you don't have to just use three, but I think that many of the investment advisors out there, for some reason, think that they sort of approximate doing something by moving crap around. And so I hate large tax bills on brokerage accounts. That makes me insane. So if you would like to manage these accounts yourself, there are two things that happen by making that transition. One is you're going to just reduce the actual fees involved. And the second thing is now it's all on you. So you're going to have to manage the funds. You're going to have to trust yourself not to screw it up. You're going to have to be the one who is holding on for dear life when the market craters, because it will at some point. But if you feel comfortable doing that, then what I would do is I would really try to find a place where you feel comfortable. That could include any kind of service where you can manage for a very cheap price. So we're talking about Fidelity, Charles Schwab, Vanguard, T. Rowe Price. These are places, E-Trade, which is now part of Morgan Stanley. These are the places where you can buy, you know, 3-4 funds, let them do what they're going to do. And then at the end of the year, what you probably will try to do yourself is harvest any tax liability. And the only change that you would make to the current brokerage account might be that if there's any losses, you'll want to try to harvest those. But if it's all gains, then I'm a little worried that maybe I wonder if the funds that are inside of that account are throwing off taxable income or capital gains liability. So, you know, I'd love it if you could follow up with us, Walt, because that would help us determine exactly why this account is generating such a big tax bill. So we don't like to move things around. And this is also one of those fallacies. I always love when someone sent me a note and said, oh, you know, I read this article that said that people don't actually incorporate inflation into their planning. And I wrote back, no kidding. They don't incorporate inflation, nor do they incorporate taxes. And these are two big areas that take a bite out of all of your saving and investing. So you have to account for it. And now Walt is going to figure out a way to do it. So I like the idea of managing it yourself, but I'm hopeful that, you know, you don't shoot yourself in the foot, because that can happen too. Would you pay more in taxes just to prevent yourself from selling at the wrong time? Maybe, but there are better ways to do this. And, you know, listen, if you go to one of these services, you might want to use their robo-advisor. You know, any of these will be cheaper than what you're paying right now. Okay, that's it. Oh, it's an exciting show for the last day of the month. And we are always happy that you join us. Don't forget to check us out at jillonmoney.com and click the Contact Us button if you have a question. And you can subscribe to this show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And do something nice for someone else today. It's going to make them feel good. It's going to make you feel good. Thank you so much for listening. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. We'll talk to you tomorrow. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself. But even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information, all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber.
Do you ever see a new face or name on your news feeds and say, who the heck is that?
Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't. The New Yorker says we spelunk deep into the demimonde with convivial delight. That's a direct quote.
Mostly, we're going to explain to you Irish star Barry Keoghan's sudden rise to fame and relationship with a not-so-under-the-radar pop princess named Sabrina.
The fake wedding Real Housewives star Cynthia Bailey had to promote a limo rental company.
And why all the Gen Zers you know are talking about a guy named Benson Boone.
Each episode goes deep into the biggest celebrity stories of the moment. And if you're still confused, we even have a weekly call-in episode where we answer the most burning celebrity queries.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.